Hello, Glenwood. Get this? It is a joy to be here with you this morning. This is my wife, Brooke. And like I said earlier, we serve with Josiah Venture in Slovenia. And as many of you may know, King Josiah was a young king. He was about 16 years old when he began to seek after God. And by the time he was 26 years, they had seen great revival in the land. And Eastern Europe is in a very similar state right now. There are many, many young people, around 35 million young people in the 12 countries that Josiah Venture works with. And in those countries, less than 1% of them would be evangelical believers. And so that's kind of our vision and mission, is to train and equip young Josiahs to fulfill Christ's commission. And so we've been partnering with Glenwood since the beginning. We've been in Slovenia now for 12 years, and Glenwood has been a key part of that. So we're very thankful for the role that you guys play, not only in Slovenia, but also here. So I grew up at Glenwood, well, Minnehaha back in the day, but came through Sunday school, came through Sunshine Singers and youth group and all that, and I had a lot of people speaking into my life, and that's one of the main reasons why I am where I am, and similarly for Brooke. And so we are very thankful to get to be a part of that in Slovenia. So I want Brooke to tell really briefly about one girl who we get to work closely with and what God's doing in her life.
Hi. The friend of ours that Johnny mentioned, her name is Dorotea, which I guess in English you would call Dorothy. But Dorotea is now, we've known her for about 4 or 5 years now. She trusted Christ after about 2 years of being involved in our ministry with English camp and fusion camp and doing different music things. And over the last 2 years, Dorotea has received a call from the Lord to be in youth ministry and worship. She wants to pursue that in education, but there's not really opportunities for her to do that in Slovenia at the moment. But she is, she's been serving in her church. She is on the worship team now. She leads Bible studies, does one-on-one discipleship and ministry. She's a part of our local fusion, so she drives an hour every week to our ministry and helps and serves us. She's also been employed part-time now by our national organization. And so when I think of Dorotea 5 years ago, to a girl who was struggling with depression and suicide and not feeling loved, and see who she is now. I mean, it's that song, never once, you know, like never once did God leave her. And he has these steps for her that have just, he's continuing to lead her and continuing to call her to great places. So that's just one story.
So yeah, so one of our primary tools for reaching young people is through music and performing arts. So we lead a rock gospel choir in our town, and it's been a really effective way to reach teenagers. So we're going to have a foyer table in the back, and then we also have a photo book as a gift for Glenwood to thank you guys for the role that you guys have played. So we'd love to talk with you guys after the service.